Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
I want to speak to you today about pressing on. We've come to the last Sunday of the year, and we've experienced all kinds of things in this year. I wish it would be true that all of us can say that this year we had nothing but joy and pleasure. But the truth is that we are all growing and expanding and increasing, and all of us experience different things in this year. Somebody say, that's true. Amen. And I'm always amazed sometimes people that will just say, they'll make sweeping statements that this year is going to be the best year of your life. Everything's going to go well, you know, and you're going to have no troubles. Jesus didn't promise that. He said, in this world you will have trouble, but don't worry, I have overcome the world. Amen. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I said, amen.
Amen.
Now, I want you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on. Everybody say, I press on. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I press. Everybody say, I press. I press towards. Hallelujah. You see, I don't press because 2018 was smooth running and I had no trouble. I press because God's promise is yes and amen. And like my wife said, God's promise is the promised land. He has promised it to you and he will never fail. And I know by God that the best is yet to come. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what has happened this year, I want to say one thing to you. You are the oldest you've ever been. You're the most prepared you've ever been. You're the most experienced you've ever been in your life to go into this new year. Amen. Hallelujah. You also the youngest you will ever be. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's something to gain. The most important thing in pressing on into the new year is leaving behind that which must stay behind. None of you know sometimes you have to put your behind in your past. Amen. You have to leave behind. Don't carry them forward because the best is yet to come. Be wise what you carry with you into your future. Leave disappointments behind. Leave those things that went wrong behind. Losing doesn't make you a loser. Losing gives you a new way of doing things next time. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Stand up and say, I will rise again. I love what the prophet Micah said in Micah 7:8. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light about me. Hallelujah. No matter what you've done this year, no matter how small your endeavor's been, the best is yet to come. My wife kept talking to me and reminding me over the last about 3 weeks, kept talking about it, how she read how the company Coca-Cola sold in their first year, think of it, for the first year, their total sales was 25 bottles for a whole year. But they didn't give up. They didn't stop. They had a vision. Somebody say amen. I carry the lessons forward. I leave defeats behind. Listen, defeats is old-fashioned, man. Amen. It's so old-fashioned. That's so like last year's stuff. Amen. I don't carry those things with me. I stand up and say, I will arise again. I want to say to you today, start rejoicing in your trophies. Start rejoicing in your victories. Brag about those scars that you have. Amen. I want you to say, my scars are my trophies. Hallelujah. Your scars are beautiful to God. Amen. Remember, scars are beautiful. For your loved ones, they are evidence of your commitment to them. Amen. To God, they're a sign of your endurance. Praise God. To the angels around you, they're evidence that you're a warrior. Hallelujah. Scars are beautiful. Amen. Wear your scars with honor. They're a trophy about you. Hallelujah. Wear them like trophies. They're not scars of failures, but they're scars of battles that I've been through. Things that I've won. They prove that I'm battle-hardened. Hallelujah. A defeated spirit will never press for the impossible. Don't allow your spirit to be broken. Amen. Because it's the Bible says a broken spirit destroys you. But we don't have a broken spirit. When things get tough, we look up. Hallelujah. God says, look up. The Spirit of the Lord says, am I not the same? Am I not the same God who promised? And will I not bring it to fulfillment? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From now on, you're not going to see the destruction anymore, but your eyes are going to be lit with joy. Hallelujah. Because God goes before you. And I want to say to you today, the Spirit of God says the end of a matter is better than its beginning. Tell your neighbor the end's coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you have some disappointments? Yeah, many of us had disappointments. Amen. How many of you had some disappointments this year? God bless the rest of you wonderful, victorious people. We're so glad to be in your presence today. But no matter what the disappointments is, those tears that you cried are precious to God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I remember when I was in the army and they used to make us run and run and run and run until you are finished, till you are so disappointed, you give up and you start crying out of frustration, and then you cry out of anger, and then you cry out of, I will overcome. Amen. And the next moment, you're a violent warrior. Amen. Hallelujah. Tears lead to victory, let me tell you. Amen. If you cry long enough, you get out of it. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, if I endure, I will also reign. Hallelujah. What we often don't see is the tougher that your year has been, the more experienced you are. The more battle-hardened you are, the wiser you are, the less likely you are to give up. Amen. Amen. I don't know. I'm one of those dumb people that I just go too far. Where I say, well, I've gone so far, I can't give up now. Amen. It's cost me too much. I come too far to give up now. I will not turn back. You reach a place where you say, I've come too far. Hallelujah. My faith has grown. My experience has increased. My testimony has matured. My capacity has increased. My experience has proved that God is faithful, and I'm still standing. Let me tell you, that devil is defeated because you're still standing. Somebody say, I'm still standing. Hallelujah. This year I've got much more battles behind me than I did the previous year, but I've also got much more victories behind me. I've got much more notches under the belt. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. And my God is still the God of the impossible. Listen, pressing on requires a spirit of faith. I have a spirit of faith. The Bible says we having the same spirit of faith. Hallelujah. I press on. Hallelujah. When everything looks like it's over, faith regenerates. Hallelujah. It's one of those birthday candles, those strict birthday candles. They put on your cake and you blow it out and it comes back again. Amen. And you blow it out and it comes back again. And just when you think you're finished with it, it comes back again. Somebody say, I'm back again. Hallelujah. No matter how many times, faith revives. Faith endures. Faith catches flame again. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will keep lighting you up. Amen. I am still the God of the impossible. I've had many times that I've given up, but the Holy Ghost lights a fire under me. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I've had some moments of weariness. There's been a few battles that's left me wounded. We can say there's been moments when Satan would say, give up. Nobody's going to help you. Just give up. There's no hope for you. But the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you. And while you are sleeping at night, the fire starts burning again. He's got a hold on me and he won't let me go. He is pressing me onward. Somebody say amen. Why? Because it's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. It is a resurrection spirit. It is a new life spirit. It is a new beginning spirit. Hallelujah. It is a spirit that cannot stop. Hallelujah. It's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead that quickens me. Somebody say amen. Sometimes we get weary. Sometimes weariness requires us to put our burden down for a moment. I've had a few of those moments. You come into his presence and you lay it down. You just say, Lord, here it is. Take this cup from me. Lord, I can't do this thing. I don't know how to carry on. But you know what? Not once did God say to me, oh, shame, poor Johnny, I understand. Give up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, when things are going bad and you're about to give up, the worst enemy you have is somebody say, I understand. Yeah. Amen. When you're about to give up, you need a few people around you. Give a kick up your butt and say, stand up, you ugly thing. Yeah. Amen. You cannot stay down. God is with you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody say, hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. I've had those moments. Come, lay down in his presence. But still inside, there's a still voice, like a deep ocean. Hallelujah. A still small voice, mighty in power. Hallelujah. That says, endure. Press on. Press to the mark. Take it on. Hallelujah. I got you. It's worth it. I want to say to you today, it's worth it. I remember how many times Sister Nelly said, I feel like giving up on Llewellyn. I'm giving up on him. I'm just going to give him up. And then the next day I see her. She says, I got a hold of him. Amen. Hallelujah. And then after a while, he comes again, does a whole lot of bad things. I remember the one time he broke into their flat while he was still on drugs. Broke into their flat. Stole all their money. Stole all their jewelry. Took some of Pastor Fred's precious stuff, went and pawned it for drugs. And she was stricken. She was finished. She was angry. I said, now I'm giving him over to the devil. The next day she says, I'm praying for him. Amen. There's times that you feel like giving up, but the Holy Ghost won't let you. Somebody say hallelujah. His voice has always been like the voice to Gideon. I am with you, mighty man of valor. Have you had times God speak to you as a conqueror, but you feel like a defeated one? But he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I thank God that I'm in the midst of people of faith. I thank God that we all have those, always have those around me who encourages us. Always have those who come and comfort us, strengthen us, exhort us. Hallelujah. Bind up our wounds. Amen. Their courage gives me courage. Somebody say hallelujah. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to all those exhorters, all those comforters. Hallelujah. All those positive ones that's been encouraging me. Because of you, I'm still standing. Everybody say, thank God I'm still standing. Amen. I'm very aware that for many of us, 2018 has not been easy. But I'm still standing. Somebody say hallelujah. Some of us had to say goodbye to loved ones. Some of us suffered some losses. Some of us were falsely accused. Some of us were in relationships that failed. Some of us went through sickness, persecutions. Some of us lived through disappointments. We carry many battle scars, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed out begging for bread. Hallelujah. We are surrounded, let me tell you, in your walk, you are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses that are edging you on and saying, come on, you can do it. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:35. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trials of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, hallelujah, there's a crowd of witnesses surrounding you, those who went on, those who were cut in two, those who suffered persecution. They are a great cloud of witnesses around you. Say, come on, we obtained a good testimony. You can do it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Looking to Jesus, the author, the finisher of my faith. I tell you, the one great comfort of this walk is he is still with you. Hallelujah. When you separate yourself and go into your prayer closet, he is with you. Never leaves you. Never forsakes you. No matter what has happened, Jesus said, rejoice, I have overcome. Amen. The overcomer is with you today. We are still here. No matter what the enemy brought against you, you are still here. You're still kicking down the gates of hell. You're still pressing on. Hallelujah. You're still bringing damage to the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. And in you is still the same mighty seed, the same mighty call, the same mighty potential to establish the kingdom of God's glory. Hallelujah. He's always been with me. I know I can never fail. Amen. Like this one person said, he said, I know exactly how to give up smoking. He said, I'm very experienced. I've done it over 1,000 times already. Amen. So let me tell you something. I know exactly when I fail, I stand back up again. A righteous man falls, but he stands up 7 times. Hallelujah. I look back and I see some devils defeated. I see some powers of darkness broken. I see some enemies that came against me that could not prevail. The weapons formed against me could not prosper. Hallelujah. Because the anointing destroys the yoke. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wounds don't define you. They show you've gained character. Hallelujah. Some people think a successful year is a success by how well it went. No, it's a success by the victories you won. It's a success by the challenges you face. It's a success because you still got fight in you. Hallelujah. I love the story of little Jimmy. When his dad said, Jimmy, sit down. And Jimmy said, no, I will not. His dad said, Jimmy, I said, sit down. He said, I will not sit down. He said, Jimmy, I said, sit. He said, I won't. So his dad stood up, took him by the shoulders and pushed him down in the chair. He said, I said, sit. Little Jimmy said, I'm sitting on the outside, but I'm standing on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. He's always with me. I will not give up. Hallelujah. Wounds don't define you. Character defines you. Somebody say hallelujah. You're a success because you're still here. What is it? I'm still standing. Amen. Come on, say it again. I'm still standing. It's about still standing up. Amen. And as long as you're standing, you have the potential, you have the power to dispossess your enemy and take new ground. Hallelujah. That's called tenacity. Thank God for tenacity. Something I've learned about the Holy Ghost, He is tenacious. Hallelujah. He's gentle. He is soft-spoken. He is beautiful. He's a comforter. He's a strength, but He has tenacity. Glory to God for tenacity. People who do not give up. Amen. I'm still in the race. Hallelujah. That's why I'm tired, because I'm pressing on. Hallelujah. That's why I've got dirt on my face and mud on my shoes, because I'm still in the battle. Hallelujah. That's why I'm weary, but I still thank God because I'm still in the race. Hallelujah. While you're in the race, you're breathing hard. While you're in the race, you are tired, but you're still in the race. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm still in the race. Your defeats and discouragements are around you because you're a champion, because you're not sitting on the sideline. The reason you got some wounds is because you're in the battle, hallelujah, because you're a warrior. Amen. God looks at you as a conqueror. Now they're shouting for you, a cloud of witnesses all around you, angels saying, come on, one more step. Come on, you can do it. Hallelujah. One more step. I'm weary, but I'm still in the race. Hallelujah. I'm frustrated, but I'm not giving up. Amen. I'm perplexed, but I'm trusting still. Somebody say hallelujah. Sometimes I'm in despair, but I keep looking up. Hallelujah. For they that trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, that cannot be shaken, but forever endures. Hallelujah. Listen, we're always falling short, but we're always pressing on. Hallelujah. Why am I always falling short? Because there's always a new goal. There's always a new victory. Hallelujah. The fact that I've missed it won't stop me. I'm pressing into Him. I'm pressing to be like Him. Paul said that I may know Him. Hallelujah. And be found in His likeness. Glory to God. This year I encourage you, get into school of the Spirit. Get into home cell. Get into the ministry. Start making effective power of your ministry felt in the kingdom. Everybody say, my ministry is going to be felt. My worth is going to be felt. Hallelujah. Oh, buy a donkey. Let me sit here. Vernon, you want to come preach, please? Come on, somebody say, my worth is going to be felt. My call is going to be effective. I'm going to do something for God. Amen. Don't ever let the enemy cower you. Hallelujah. There's too many people around you. You know, can you give you a secret? Sometimes the only reason I don't give up is because I'm too proud. Amen. Sometimes I don't give up because there's people watching me. Thank God for people watching me. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I've given you my very deep secret. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm going through a test. Then do it well, sister. Amen. Do it well. Keep your testimony pressed on. Paul says, not that I've attained. Realize that Christianity is not a destination. It's a walk. Amen. Can I say it again? Christianity is not a destination. It's a journey. It's a lifestyle. Hallelujah. I'm living my Christianity. Praise God. Praise God. I still have breath in my lungs and I'm still fighting. I'm pressing on to the mark and the prize of my high call in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, every battle increases your capacity. Every battle increases your capacity. It's the one thing we steer away from, isn't it? battles. Amen. Sometimes we wish, can I just not make a pact with the enemy? He leaves me alone, I leave him alone, and we both live happily ever after. But it doesn't work like that. He's up against you. He doesn't sleep day and night. He's constantly plotting and planning. He's constantly devising ways against us. But thank God the Holy Ghost never slumbers nor sleeps either. Amen. Amen. That anointing is on you. I'm saying fight your battles well. Hallelujah. While I still got breath in my lungs, I'm still fighting. I'm still standing. Hallelujah. I'm still pressing on to see the glory of God. There's a vision and it's worth fighting for. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Promotion follows increased capacity. You wonder why sometimes you got a fight in your hand? Because your capacity has to increase so that you can get promoted. Amen. Amen. A person too weak for his position will fail. But a person who's grown in capacity will be given authority. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation and being perfected is a process, dearly beloved. It's a process. And I believe God's raising generals in the faith. I believe God's raising Joshuas and Daniels and Davids. God's raising men and women of faith and virtue and stature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor, the reason you're in a fight is because God's got great plans for your life. Yeah. Nah, Pastor, I don't want to say that. Amen. Listen, God's interested in your victorious destiny. Somebody say amen. Amen. You're hard-pressed because you're in a race. You're wounded because you're still fighting. You're persecuted because you're a threat. If you withstood, it's because you are pressing for the kingdom. Hallelujah. The battle wages hot, but I'm still engaged. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:7, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also may be manifested in our body. Hallelujah. In the natural, things come against you and you give up. But you're always carrying about in your body the life, the resurrection life. Hallelujah. You cannot be overcome. That anointing of God is working on the inside of you. That Spirit of God is committed to the Word. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Spirit and the Word bears witness. Hallelujah. He bears witness to that Word. And God is working with you. Faith always has a battle. Amen. And sometimes the battle of faith feels like you're losing. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember when I used to do amateur wrestling. I used to wrestle. And sometimes when I wrestle the hardest, when I'm almost defeated. Amen. When you're almost defeated, the strength of God grabs a hold of you. Hallelujah. When you're almost defeated, supernatural power is made available. I remember reading testimonies of people who arrive on an accident scene and they run up. True testimonies, they run up to a car and it's lying on top of somebody and one person supernaturally just lifts that car and throws it off the person, turns it over, say, where did you get the strength from? I don't know where I get it from, but I had an adrenaline rush. Hallelujah. 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 I have an anointing rush. I have a rush of the Spirit of God working on the inside of me. Let me tell you, don't give up. Don't give ground. Don't back down. Don't let the enemy take any ground. Don't be disappointed. Realize that you are the appointed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God has appointed you to win the victory. Amen. Many times other people come around us, but God won't let them fight your battle. He'll let them strengthen you. Encourage you. I remember when Justin was growing up, many times we'll do things and he rejoiced. He loved it when I buy him a new present. He plays with it for about 7 minutes flat. And then comes out the screwdriver and dad's pliers. Amen. And then he pulls the thing apart. And then he tries to put it back together. And he looks to dad to help him. I just stand by close. And I said, you can do it. Because I know if I do it, he will learn nothing. Amen. The Holy Ghost just stands by and says, you can do it. And every now and then I see he gets stuck and say, hey, look there, there's a screw lying there. Oh, okay. Here we go. The Holy Ghost is the divine instructor. Amen. He's the God of all wisdom and counsel. Hallelujah. So I want to say to you, the Spirit of God says to you, don't give up. Amen. Amen. What you've come through has hardened you. What you've been through this year has been for your increase and your promotion. Hallelujah. And I want to speak the truth to you. Say, please, Pastor Johnny, speak the truth to me. The three of you over here. Okay, I'll speak to you. Next year is going to be a great year. Amen. Full of great battles. And great victories. And great breakthroughs. And in the end, you're going to be greater than what you are now because God has anointed you to overcome. Hallelujah. You see, we pray, God, take the mountain away. The Holy Ghost says, I will empower you to overcome that mountain. Hallelujah. We want the enemies to be removed. God says, I'm anointing you to destroy your enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Amen. All those things that stood against you, God says his hand is on you. You can do it. Amen. Somebody say, I can do it. Amen. The Bible says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthened us. You still got a promise outstanding? Keep pressing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this year that I didn't get it, there's one more year. I don't have to wait for it anymore. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.